This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. The mayor of Denver has set his goals for 2025. Denverite's Paolo Schalsiter reports.
Among Denver Mayor Mike Johnson's goals this year is to build 3,000 units of affordable housing. His vision for that, a ballot measure that would have introduced a new sales tax to fund affordable housing, was rejected by Denver voters in November. Johnson says he's going to approach the issue from a different angle.
We now look at other innovative solutions we can use to build these units and then find a way to scale them.
Johnson was not specific on what he'll do next on the issue. A database from the city's Department of Housing Stability shows the city opened and preserved just over 1,500 units of affordable housing in 2024. I'm Paolo Schalsiter, Denverite.
The Regional Transportation District Board has set new goals for its top executive. CEO and General Manager Deborah Johnson will be expected to increase ridership by 5% and improve the reliability of RTD's buses and trains. Chris Nicholson is an RTD board member.
We received multiple emails as public comment tonight pleading with us to take reliability more seriously. People are hurt when we are unreliable.
The goals will help determine Johnson's raise next year. She currently makes more than $400,000 a year. Nearly 600 Coloradans are hospitalized with a respiratory virus, including almost 300 for the flu. About 200 are there with RSV, and around 100 are in the hospital with COVID-19. Most Coloradans haven't yet gotten vaccine shots to protect against the viruses. About a quarter of residents got a flu shot this season, including half of people 65 and older. Doctors and public health officials say it's the best way to avoid those viruses. The Denver Broncos says the team plans to provide all of Colorado's high school tackle football programs with smart helmets. The schools will begin receiving the helmets in May. They use 3D imaging for custom fits and have technology that allows coaches to track players' collisions. When team members graduate, their helmets will be reconditioned for future players. The Broncos will provide more than 15,000 helmets that could ultimately be used by up to 75,000 student athletes. This is CPR News.